is the Don and Mike Show.
I can't believe you hired the entire staff back there.
I know. I did good, huh?
No. This would have been the perfect time to get rid of something deadwood in the office.
Oh, come on. Phil does a good job.
I don't mean Phil.
Oh, you mean Paula?
I'm not saying, but some of these people are useless. They should be cut out of here like cancer. Hello, children. Look at you, all back where you belong. Oh, God, done my heart. Good. Well, the whole family is here.
All right, what, are you going to start singing?
The Don and Mike Show. Hoota Mouse loves the Don and Mike Show.
Hoota Mouse. And welcome, everybody, to the best of Don and Mike right here on 106.7 WJFK, leading up to Don and Mike live at 3. And you do want to listen live at 3? Boy, we have a busy day today. Oh, by the way, I'm your host, Artinger here, the legendary Joe Artinger with you on this. It's a little better Tuesday afternoon. The weather's a little better. It's not quite so cold. Anyway, you do want to listen at 3. I can tell you that Rob Spiewak is just down the hallway shining up all his questions for the game show that they will be playing to D. Now let's get into the best of Don and Mike. My notes say Queer Eye Mannheim Steamroller. I don't know what that means, but I know it can only be the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
When that's the
Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, the Fab Five's guide to looking better, dressing better, behaving better, and living better.
Uh-huh.
We know our mission and how important it is. Every second in America, a straight man puts on a pair of pleated pants.
A shock.
Every minute, a man lathers his bald head with a bar of soap and shaves it with a 29-cent throwaway razor.
Ah, the horror!
Because knowing how to dress better, how to behave better, how to look, cook, and live better.
You know, this is a book on tape by the Queer Eyes. Do you remember back, I don't know, the guy, it's in our recent history since we've stopped playing records.
Okay.
That there was a time when, I mean, now you could say anything, fag, gay,
right,
queer, whatever. But now, queer has worked its way all the way from being an awful stereotype.
Yeah, I mean, it was a nasty word. And
back
and
in the day, it was, you know, for a...
The gay community embraced the word, made it their own.
This will sound great. For a faggot, back in the day,
right,
you call a faggot a queer, it would be like calling a brother the N-word.
Yeah, very, very bad. Words are words, and they
now
change in meaning.
But now queer has become... Okay.
Yeah, well, that's what the gay community took the word queer and they made it their own. I mean, queer, you know, now you got that show, Queer as Folk.
And I say to all you queers that are out there listening right now, see, because back in the day, if you said that, you would get...
Who are you calling a queer?
All you queers out there listening.
And, of course, before the gay community, it went from being a word that, you know, would describe things, what a very queer thing...
Yes.
To being a very negative word.
Like the Flintstones, they would have a gay old time.
Gay old time. Gay, queer.
When you were boys, as I was once, did you ever play the game Smear the Queer?
Yes. Rob, I did. I swear
what
to
is,
God.
What is Smear the Queer?
I just thought of it.
It's like a game of tag.
Right.
Yeah, but football, right?
Yeah,
have to tackle whoever has
whoever the guy is that has the ball, you all the boys just pile on top of him.
Yes.
Smear the Queer.
Really?
I remember that.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that in a long time.
Mike, it's a long...
Back East, we didn't do that.
And you could surrender the ball, and then they wouldn't tackle you
back
anymore.
Back East, we didn't have any of those parlay games you played down
you
here.
You were playing football at the prison.
That's midget right. Football. You remember.
That's right.
Midget football over the prison.
But hey,
and a guy said a very inappropriate thing around children that he should not have said, and I remember that to this day.
Calling all queers. You tell me what's happened to the jetpack.
Yes.
That's what I'd like to know from the game.
Amen.
What's happened to the jet
pop? What did that guy say about pleated pants, too?
These aren't girly topics. They're human topics, people. And as we've seen on the show, once you open up guys' eyes to the wonders of hygiene management,
uh-huh,
a flattering wardrobe, and even perhaps some basic feng shui, they're excited to know more.
Are they?
Teach a man to fish, and pretty soon he'll be pairing that fish with a wild mushroom risotto and a crisp Pinot Grigio.
Queer.
A little zhuzh goes a long way.
Zhuzh?
Zhuzhing means taking something and tweaking it.
There it is,
fluffing
Mike.
It, nudging, or finessing it to be a little more fabulous and fun.
Okay, thanks, Queer.
Thank you.
Zhuzh is actually, I think, a Yiddish word, because my grandmother used to use it. It's like
zhuzhing it.
To, like, you know, manipulate something.
You seem to know an awful lot about all this, these concepts.
That's right. I learned it when I was playing Smear the Queer.
Yes.
Shirtless.
About manscaping.
Mowing your lawns. If the hair on the top of your head is a canvas for glorious self-expression,
The rest of your fuzz crop is best stifled and hidden away.
Oh, my.
What evil sprouts from the pits and pores of man? Most of what we talk about when we talk about good grooming has to do with getting in touch with the natural equilibrium of your body. But when it comes to unwanted...
Which queer is this? Is he the one who's the lead queer, the guy that's on
the
all the award
guy?
Shows?
Yeah, yeah. Named Carson, I think.
Is it everybody named Carson queer?
Yes,
body
care.
Yes, I am.
The message is different. Practice manscaping. The hair down there. You can control it. Women go to great lengths to control it.
And let me say, don't worry about...
Wait, what is he saying to shave?
Yes, and don't worry about standards. This book on tape has been edited for our purposes, so we can...
So it's what he's saying that you're get rid of all of it?
Well, listen and hear the tip.
All right.
From the queer guy.
And you're a happier straight man for it. You knew this, right? For the most part, women trim it, they wax it, they do crazy things with strange names so that they can wear very, very tiny thongs.
Yes, they do.
So.
Yes, queer.
And I know this is touchy territory.
Yes.
Clean it up. This works on a case-by-case basis, and it's hard for me to make a precise prescription, but a lot of guys would do well for themselves if they trimmed.
Hard for me to make a case-by-case decision. Would you please drop your pants, Mr. O'Mara? See what you need.
Wow,
queers.
So
first
that's what they're saying, huh?
Shorter hair makes everything around it look bigger. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Second, it's more attractive to women. You needn't go nude, and you shouldn't get too close. Use an electric shaver with a protective grill, and go easy. The point isn't to draw attention to your workmanship, but to subtly reshape topiary for a cleaner, more presentable package.
Anyway, I've got like 2 hours worth of stuff.
All right, I'm going to try that then.
From the queer eyes. Hold on. Also, we've still not heard the tape yet of the guy on Jimmy Kimmel, the Tron guy. We're gonna wait, Jay Maynard. We're gonna wait until we get him on the telephone.
Wonder what he does.
Mike, something tells me that.
I don't think there's a chance.
You ever go by a lot somewhere and it looks like the people that owned the house died 5 years ago and that nothing's been cut.
Exactly.
Nothing's ever been cut.
That's Jay Maynard. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Oh, hold on. A queer alert. Here's Cheryl, the big queer.
Hey, hi,
honey. Hey, Cheryl,
hi.
The big queer.
Yeah, I want to tell you that I trimmed down below just because I want to wear my thongs.
Oh.
Yeah, I do my own kind of manscaping. I use a lawnmower. I have a dyke get in it and drive it over.
Oh, my
manicure.
God. Oh, boy.
I'm your queer. I'm your queer. I'm your feminine, well, not so feminine fag. I don't know.
Hey. Okay, here you go. Here's the sound. When Cheryl's getting ready.
Oh, baby. Ow. Oh, God. Oh.
And then
God.
And then
that
some,
feels so good. You know, it sounds like something else I use on there sometimes.
And sometimes.
Oh.
Sometimes she gets an ingrown hair.
Yeah.
Only one way to take care of that.
Absolutely. Get it out of there. It takes a long, long time.
Well, you got to hit. And then, Mike, when that doesn't work, here's what poor Cheryl the Big Dyke has to do.
What's that?
Now that's the sound of the ice pick there, Cheryl.
Oh, I couldn't hear that.
There you go.
I thought I needed a post hole digger.
Post hole digger.
I need one of those jackhammers they use when they chop up the highway.
We have that too, Cheryl.
Yes, we've got all of yours, all of the sounds of Cheryl the Big Queers.
You've got your whole medicine cabinet.
Yes. Right. And you forgot the sound. You
what?
Forgot the sound when I have to pull out one of those little black hairs out of my chin.
Oh, God.
Man.
All right. Goodbye. We love you. Goodbye, Cheryl.
Goodbye.
God. Just thinking of her in a thong is enough to make me start sweating.
I'm just thinking about her picking the hairs out of her chin.
Oh, you bet she does.
She's
so vain.
Yeah,
she
I know.
She probably thinks the song is about
her. Yeah.
And I would bet the sound effect is like a cartoon where it's like that.
Just thinking about her in that harness.
Brandon, Don and Mike Show. Brandon.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
His man's calling about jetpacks. Am I right, Brandon?
Yes, sir. I was watching something on Discovery. Excuse me.
on the Discovery Channel or the Learning Channel a while back, and they're saying the reason jetpacks went out and are not being used is because they couldn't hold enough fuel for more than like a minute of flight.
We've heard that, but again, now we are in the 21st century.
Right.
You know, let's find a way. Let's find a way to make this happen. It was at Super Bowl One,
and also, well, since Super Bowl One, we have, as a nation, have gotten fatter.
Yes,
so
we have.
It's going to take more fuel.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a downward spiral.
Well, I mean, it's going to be controversial, but go nuclear. I think that's what we have to do. Nuclear-powered jetpacks, I mean, that's small enough, a fuel cell that will be able to power that. And, you know, the only thing you do risk something like burning through the jetpack and burning through your chest.
Mike, that's why they call me an adrenaline junkie.
There you go.
That's why.
You take the chance.
I do it.
You know, with jetpacks, as much as I have a fear of flying, I'm with you on the jetpacks. I'm totally down with the jetpacks.
I'd seen it when I was a kid live, and I've seen the tape since. And last night on the NFL channel, it was just one brief moment.
And it was the one that, you know, he had the two little handles. Yeah,
he had the two little, like...
He was almost wearing a white suit, right? He looked like Space Man.
Yeah, he had an astronaut suit on, but with, like, an Evel Knievel helmet.
He was a little guy, though. Remember that? He was a little lightweight guy.
And he had the thing hooked onto his back, and he had the two little, almost like buttons like you push to buzz in on Jeopardy.
Right, exactly.
And he was
flying. He was moving him around.
It would go left, and it would go right.
I'm wondering, they had also a jetpack on Gilligan's Island once. And I'm wondering, I think that might have been pretty... No, but it was
a serious discussion.
I know, we're very serious about
discussion.
Jetpack.
We are about I am about jetpack.
But there was real footage. It was like stock footage. So
get out of here.
It's true.
Get out of here. I know we're up on a break, but I've got... You know, I've got so many tapes that I want to play you. Okay. Let me just... We've got a lot of those Queer Eye tapes to get to.
Right.
We've got some new Scott Shannon tapes to get to.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Tron guy on Jimmy Kimmel tapes.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to that yet.
To get to. We're going to wait for him to call. Mike, also we've got something brand new from an artist that we've not heard from in almost 30 years.
Wow.
And he had a number one record, I think it was in 75?
That sounds right.
75, 76.
C.W. McCall?
Yeah, Breaker 1-9, this here's a rubber duck.
That's right.
I'm a big fan.
You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on.
Anybody back in the day might remember this.
Or Big Ben, for sure.
See, this is one of those songs that I'm talking about with the 70s.
Come on.
I think most people, if you went to them and said, do you remember the song Convoy? They'd go, oh, that song sucks. And they're right, the song sucks.
Right.
But, hey, who were the 5 million people that bought the copy of the record back in 1975?
Everybody knew this song.
Yes.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June.
I mean, it does suck.
Hauling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs.
Anyway, this guy, C.W. McCall.
That's an alias, though. I mean, his real name. His real name is Wendell Hall.
And I'm about to put the hammer down.
That's when CBs were popular.
So yeah, did you have a CB?
I had a CB. Sure I did. Everybody did.
Yeah.
Mike, he's gotten together with, you know, if there's ever been a perfect pairing.
The late Eddie Rabbit?
No, even better. Now, that in rock and roll heaven, Mike.
Yeah.
He's gotten together with Mannheim Steamroller.
Oh, bravo. Really?
Listen, this is not a bit.
This has got to be a real deal here.
Mannheim Steamroller, C.W. McCall, redoing Convoy. All right, well, that's good. I am not kidding.
Breaker 1-9, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Oh, yeah, 10-4, Big Ben.
It's the new one?
For sure.
It is.
By golly, it's clean, clear to fly.
That's the same as the old one.
Come on.
Oh, it's a little more fuller.
Don't you hear? It's got the whole Mannheim. Yeah, right.
Thanks a lot. Looks like we got us a Convoy.
Sounds older.
This is ridiculous. When I see,
was it dark at the moon on the 6th of June in a camp?
When I'm watching, like, A&E, and I see Three Dog Night performing with the Nashville Symphony Orchestra.
I know.
It's like, okay, it's an orchestra. But it's Three Dog Night. They're singing Joy to the World.
Stop it. You want to say stop it.
Here we go.
All right. We are not impressed.
No, we're not. Give me that thing. What else is on this thing?
Oh, I'm sure they're all great.
Mannheim Steamroller?
Steamroller? It didn't sound even Mannheim Steamroller-y.
Well, hold on. Let's see. What is this one? This one is... Here's something called American Spirit.
Oh, okay.
American Spirit by the Mannheim Steamroller. But on the cover of this thing...
How about them fireworks? Pretty cool, huh?
Is that CW?
You ever wonder why we shoot them off?
I was just going to say, on the cover of this, you'll notice it says Mannheim Steamroller CW McCall. He's on every song, not just on Convoy.
You ever know why we shoot them off?
Oh, come on.
The 4th? It's because we're celebrating our freedom. And it's because we're Americans.
Oh.
And it's our birthday. The first three words of the Constitution.
And Pat Tillman would have loved this album.
The people are celebrating.
So if you're a fan of the National Football League, if you're a fan of America,
see, we are.
If you're a fan of the Arizona Cardinals,
and we're the Star Spangled
Banner. Well, get your ass over to eBay and buy your number 40 Arizona Cardinals jersey there, good buddy.
The song, this entire album should be entitled CW McCall Ran Out of Money.
Say to our flag, old stars and stripes.
No, I think it should be Mannheim Steamroller Ran Out of Money, because we knew CW McCall ran out of money.
Yeah, but Mannheim Steamroller makes money every holiday. I mean, they make tons of money.
Exactly, so they must have run out. What are they doing with him?
I don't get it.
I mean, I
don't put them together.
I can see Mannheim Steamroller saying, okay, we're only known for the dun 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 dun. So let's get some American stuff.
This is CW McCall. All my dollars is gone.
Hello. This is Mannheim Steamroller. All my dollars is gone as well.
Let's team up and make a nice record.
Say.
We'll do something, you know, America. That's popular now.
Would ye like to do your spoken word with our Mannheim Steamroller?
All right.
Are you familiar with our big hit?
Nope.
Let me give you a refresher.
All right.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, yeah, it's them Christmas things.
Dun, 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 dun.
Don't you know, use those synthetizers to make your music?
Yes, we do that. That's right, the synthetizers. Yes.
We'll do and can I remake Convoy? I ain't going to do it if I can't remake Convoy.
Of course you can.
Well, let me do it then.
What is it that Dr. Caper said yesterday?
Oh. Pepper Traders.
Pepper Traders.
As soon as we find the Pepper Traders.
The Pepper Traders.
We'll put this album out. And once we get the record out, we're going to send it to the Don and Mike Show.
You know, it'll be amazing if we put that record out. Nobody will believe that C.W. McCall and Mannheim Steamroller. Hooked up for a record. Because people think it's just too stupid.
I must tell you, before you come to meet our friends at the club, you simply must bathe. Mr. McCall.
Sorry, I was in a Jimmy hauling hogs.
After all, we are the Mannheim Steamroller.
I'll bring all you guys out to my farm and we can do some hog dogging.
Now, hold on a second. If this guy's right, then we are going to be so trumped on this. If this guy's right. Richard?
Yeah?
Don't run from your feelings. Don't hide from feelings. Richard, is it what you say it and then let's debate if it's true or not.
C.W. Call is Mannheim Steamroller. He's the same guy that has done every Mannheim Steamroller record.
C.W. McCall is Mannheim Steamroller?
Yep.
This is a huge bulletin.
Hold on. We do have a Mannheim Steamroller.
Buzz, what do you think about that?
Christmas album.
I'll look into that.
Rob's going to find the CD for us now. If that's the case, you're a big winner.
Where did you get this info?
Quite frankly, I heard him interviewed on Rush Limbaugh's show years ago.
And C.W. McCall is Mannheim Steamroller.
Yes. The same guy did both things.
You mean the guy with the dun da dun 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 dun?
Exactly, believe it or not.
You mean this guy?
10-4 there. 1-9, this here's a rubber duck.
One and the same.
Big fan, come on.
I thought that Mannheim Steamroller was a bunch of classical musicians.
I thought they were a bunch of pretentious.
He is the leader of that band, and he is the one that writes the music.
I have totally newfound respect for C.W. McCall.
Rob's got some book. Rob, what did you find out?
I know, it's just a brief bio. They're still working on it in the back. But according to this, his real name is William Fries. And the only thing they've added to it is that he was a mayor in Colorado in the early 80s. No mention of him being in Mannheim Steamroller.
Are you pulling our leg?
I stake my reputation on it.
And we know how important that is.
All right, well, we can't verify it. Call back some other time
if
you're right.
What I would do now is look under Mannheim Steamroller and see if...
They've never charted a record, I don't think.
Hey, Buzz, why don't you just go on the web?
I'll look into that.
All right.
I'm not feeling well.
What's wrong?
I'm a little under the weather. You should see my shower.
How things go in the shower?
Nice.
www.mannheim.
Yes.
mannheimsteamroller.com. Let's see if they got a website. mannheimsteamroller.com.
Let's see if C.W. McCall.
No. Hold on. www.google.
You know,
.damn.com.
I just don't see it. I don't put them together.
Hold on. Let me do a Google search on C.W. McCall. Search results for Google. Yes. I don't want to stop. What is this?
You know, this what are they doing to you?
The problem with every computer in this building. I put Google in, and it says you can start your search for Google here, but first there are ads for pop-up stopper.
Come on.
I just want to go to Google. Eat me, Yogi. Y-O-O-G-E-E. That's the website that was slowing me down. Okay, here we go. C.W. McCall. Okay. Hello, Google. C.
What, you have something, Rob?
I got
A-L-L.
I would think it would have been mentioned in this, but I bet you didn't know that C.W. McCall was a character created to sponsor a bread company.
Hold on. I got the legend of C.W. McCall. This is on a Google search. Give me a sec. I feel like Buzz here with the computer.
C.W. McCall was a fake name that he used.
Yeah, his name was Bill Fries.
Yeah.
Bill Fries. Now, F-R-I-E-S?
Like French fries.
Like French fries. You know, I can't find anything, though, that lists him. There are...
But if there's a credit for, like, Bill Fries or Fries with Mannheim Steamroller...
Hold on, Mike. Hold on.
Who is C.W. McCall?
Hold on. C.W. McCall's popularity reached the peak in January 1976 when Convoy reached the number one position. His last album to be released was 1990's Real McCall, an American Storyteller. Let me go down... Nothing. I got nothing says Mannheim Steamroller.
Then he focused on his magazine, right?
Got nothing. And, you know, I'm on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There were 10 Google searches. None
right,
of them.
Here's what I think. I think, really? Of course, you did a Google search on Mannheim Steamroller, too.
Yep.
Check for Bill Fries.
Hold on.
William Fries.
Let me do Mannheim Steamroller.
What's he listed in the search? Is it William or Bill?
Well, I've seen it in both ways.
All right.
In different sources.
S-D-E-A-M-R-O-L-L.
Or Mr. Fries.
Hey, can you be called Batman?
All right, now I'm doing a...
Ah!
God. Did you mean Mannheim Stage Moeller? No, come on.
Stage Moeller?
Well, Ron, I'm typing as fast as I can.
That's the tribute band.
S-D-E-A-M-R-O-L-L.
Mannheim Mania.
Okay, yes, I met... Okay, Mannheim Steamroller.
It's a big guy dressed as a tooth.
CD reviews.
I am Mannheim Stage Moeller.
But he'd be German, wouldn't he?
Right.
You know,
Mannheim Stage Moeller.
A lot of the stuff that I'm seeing is ways to buy Mannheim Steamroller
well,
stuff.
That's the internet right there.
Yeah.
Why get information?
There's nothing that says, well, you know what? I don't know. Sir, no one.
I think this man's lying then.
I'm sorry if
and
you're right.
My assertion.
Call back for that brand new automobile.
How did you possibly get your information?
I heard him interviewed.
Oh, you heard him interviewed.
Right, we heard that on Rush Limbaugh.
Our staff right now going batty.
All right, thank you. Rob, you have more information?
Okay, this is, I don't know what Joe just handed
I know, Joe's big on handing. Joe handed you like 70 papers. Something's in here.
IMDb has the composer for Mannheim Steamroller as Chip Davis, who also wrote the song Convoy. So perhaps this guy's thinking of Chip Davis, who did not sing Convoy, but wrote it, and is in Mannheim.
But wait a minute. Wait.
Could be wrong.
Now, hold on a second. We're getting somewhere. The guy that is the composer for Mannheim Steamroller wrote Convoy.
Yes.
That may be as far as it goes.
Yeah, it might be. But
I
there's,
think he performed it also.
But wait, we have a connection.
For sure. By golly.
Chip Davis was born in Ohio in 1947.
He had some big
10. That's all I have. That's it.
That's it?
I just thought that maybe that would...
But there's a connection between Mannheim Steamroller and C.W. McCall, obviously.
Obviously, on some level.
Right.
So... Okay, thank you, sir. Listen, you've stumped the panel of experts here. What is your name?
Richard.
Dick, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Baltimore. I live in Westminster, though.
All right, my friend, I'll give you your choice here. You can go see Styx and Peter Frampton or Van Halen. Which would you like?
Give me the Van Halen.
Or how about Kiss with Poison?
Yuck.
Okay, Van Halen. Congratulations. Hey. You have won a pair of tickets to see Van Halen.
You have won.
Live in concert at the MCI Center, Friday, June 25. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster Outlets. Ticketmaster.com. Enjoy Van Halen.
How do I get it?
Hold on just a second. C.W. McCall will send it to you. Hold on a second. How about that? C.W. McCall. Well, that would be why he has a new album out with the Mannheim Steamroller.
Isn't it group? It's a group, right? I mean,
it is.
When I've seen their videos, which I love, incidentally.
Oh, God.
You know, don't they have, like, a guy with a cello and stuff like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, the cello player.
I thought it was all done, like, with a computer. Like with
it is. It's computer-generated, but they have an actual, you know...
Well, they recorded with the Chicago Symphony Chorus, but if you're interested in their horn group, you're looking at Dale Clevener, Otto Carrillo, right. Greg Flint, and Melanie Cottle.
Now I'm getting a headache.
All right, there you go. Thank you, Rob.
All right, step away from the microphone.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Right now.
Come on.
Far away from it.
America's favorite storyteller, Mike.
Come on, get out of here. All right. Anyway, goddamn. We must break.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Radio Factor with Bill O'Reilly. Now weeknights from 11 to 1 on 106.7 WJFK.
Make sure you're never without the valuable assistance of OnStar. Available on 51 GM models. OnStar. Always there, always ready.
To demonstrate how easy it is to use eSurance.com, the online auto insurance company, I'm going to log on and get a quote while doing yoga. Just give me a second to get my leg behind my head. Oops. This is radio, right? You can't see me? Cool. Logging on to eSurance, eSurance.com. Here's the coverage I need. Here's my instant quote. I'm buying my policy, and I'm done. Whew. It's supremely easy to get comparison quotes on eSurance.com. They show you other companies' prices, so you know you're getting a great deal. Now that's peace of mind. And there's 24/7 phone support if you ever have any questions, like how to remove your leg from behind your head. This hurts, but not as much as paying too much for car insurance. Log on to eSurance.com today, because insurance should be as easy as quote, buy, print. Instantly at eSurance.com.
Okay, can somebody get me out of this human pretzel now?
Carl, what's up?
Well, my kid's tying up my phone line, Tom. Can I borrow your internet again?
Sure thing.
Thanks.
You know, you really should get Comcast high-speed internet.
All that speed in these hands?
Yeah, Comcast is continually upgrading their speed. But it's not just about fast. It's about features. Here, look. This is the fan. Hmm. It lets you watch sports highlights and news instantly.
Cool.
And check out video mail. Now you can send a video of yourself instead of words, which is nice for someone as typing challenged as you are.
Well, that looks easy.
Oh, it is. But here's my favorite. Comcast Radio Plus from Rap. Over 50 radio stations, no commercials, and it's all included.
Whoa, I do need Comcast high-speed internet. Can I borrow your phone, too?
Comcast. It's more than just speed that makes us America's number one high-speed internet provider. Sign up now for just $19.99 a month for 3 months and get a free self-install kit. Call 1-888-COMCAST today.
Limited time offer, restrictions apply. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for service availability and details. Taxes, additional installation fees, and additional equipment may be required. Actual fees vary and are not guaranteed.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
It's good to be recognized, but it's even better to be recognized by your customers. Recently, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Verizon highest for customer satisfaction among business broadband data service